Don's on Saturday on MKFM with Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, and now being served on match days in the East Stand at Stadium MK. Don's on Saturday with Dean Bowditch.
Same KFM, Saturday lunchtime, Don's on Saturday. Of course, the star of the show is here, Dean Bowditch. Apparently your wife loved our production last week.
She thoroughly enjoyed it, yeah.
Don's on Saturday with Dean Bowditch.
I think it was more a case of she wasn't expecting it. she was quite happy to listen to it at home, and then it just came out of the blue and she just started cracking up laughing.
So a big game today against Bolton.
Yeah.
Some results in the week which has helped the Dons. Oxford against Wimbledon, can hardly say the name. That's helped us out on the table, which is good news.
I think the table's looking a lot healthier from our point of view, and it's more of a case of we don't want to be looking behind now. We want to be sort of looking at the next team we can catch and then the next team we can catch, and that's such a positive mentality to have. So yeah, it's looking much better.
Some great progress though over the last few weeks. I know there wasn't a game last weekend, but where you look at where the team were going into Christmas compared to now, it's been a massive turnaround.
Yeah, it's exciting more than anything for me. It's more a case of a manager's come in and with the same group of players. You know, you've just seen a massive turn in mentality and going into a game, and you can see the crowd are buzzing again and behind the scenes that I obviously see a lot of it now behind the scenes, and you just see that buzz around the place. So it's looking really good.
What is it like when a new manager comes in?
From a player's point of view, especially if you've sort of been struggling a little bit or not quite been enjoying it, it's a breath of fresh air. You know, it doesn't matter who's coming in. It doesn't matter what previous they've had at different teams, or it's just for each individual it's a clean slate. Yeah. So it's kind of like you're starting again, and so you just go out there and you kind of say, I want to impress this manager and hopefully I can sort of sustain what I do and impress him and hopefully play week in week out. But yeah, like I said, it's a clean slate for everyone.
So literally a change of manager can just make the difference.
And the thing is with Russell is Russell's come in from playing, so I spoke to a few of the lads and they said it was really strange because everyone adored Russell as a player, so as a teammate, and he just had that way about him of being quite suave and cool, and you know, everyone really liked him, but he never really gave too much away as a player. So then when he became manager, a few of the players like, do you know what, I've been changing with him for the last however many months and I still don't know whether he likes me or not. Yeah. but that was a good thing, because now the players have kind of thought, oh no, I need to buck my ideas up. Yeah. and perform for him.
And what was that transition like for the team, because you're quite close to the team? What was that transition like? Did he instantly get the respect? I guess he had to, didn't he?
Yeah, instantly.
You're all fighting for places.
Yeah, if I'm perfectly honest, it was an appointment that it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know sort of how it came about, but I mean, instant. It was literally instant the way that the transition happened, and the players just seemed to respect him almost straight away. He appointed Luke, which was a great appointment as an assistant manager, and goalkeeper coach in Dino, and obviously with Ryan Harley as well. You know, Ryan Harley sort of got in as a coach, and he's again another player that's well respected, and so. Like I said, that kind of instant respect for a manager was just there from the get-go.
Incredible. And talking about respect, we spoke about setting you a challenge at the end of last week's show. I had no idea what we could do. I gave you a call in the week and said, right, I want you to arrange an interview with Russell for breakfast. And lo and behold, he was on the show yesterday morning. So well done for that.
No problemo.
I think of another challenge for this week. We're going to be playing some of that interview a little bit later in the show as we look forward to today's game against Bolton. All right, let's continue with MK's biggest hit. This is Ava Max now. Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho. It's MKFM. Don's on Saturday. Dean Bowditch with us as always. So we're looking ahead to today's game against Bolton. Been a windy few days, isn't it, across Milton Keynes? Very windy this morning. Hopefully it's going to die down this afternoon. As you're playing, as you know, my knowledge of football is probably about 10% compared to yours. But when you are playing in windy conditions like today, do you have to adjust? Does the ball end up going somewhere completely different?
Wind is probably the worst.
Yeah.
You know, you can deal with rain, because the rain, you know, it skids off the grass and you can kind of judge it a little bit. But when it's windy, I used to hate it.
Yeah.
I used to absolutely hate it, because the ball would get played and you'd think, oh, it's a good ball, and then the wind would catch it, and then you got to check your run. Or I wouldn't want to be a goalkeeper kicking into the wind either, because I've played in some games where keepers have kicked it and then the ball's hit the wind and it's come back and landed in their own box.
So is it a case that the wind is something that you have to train for, or is it just that there's nothing really that you can
do? There's nothing you can really do. It's just, you know, we're professionals at the end of the day, so it's kind of, you just got to adjust to it and think, right, well, both teams have got to play in it. You know, it's not a disadvantage for anyone. It's just the way of the game. You just got to get on with it.
So, as regards as today's game, then, how do you think the team will approach it? Because Bolton are bottom of the league table.
Yeah, I think obviously historically with Bolton, they've had their sort of worries and their problems, but they've still got a good squad of players, and you know, you've seen some shock results that they've sort of created over the last sort of few months, which MK have got to be careful with. You can't go into a game and be complacent. You can't do it. You've seen it in cup competitions before where you think, oh yes, all right, we'll beat them, and then you don't, you know. And so you've got to go into this game thinking, right, we've been on a run, you know, we've been unbeaten, we've been playing some really, really good football, you know, just take that into this game and build from it, you know, because they're going to be a tough team like everyone in the league.
Still time to get your tickets for today. Box office open, of course. We'll continue talking about the Bolton game. We've also got some audio that we've been sent as well from one of the players. We'll find out who that is in just a little bit. Let's continue with this. This is Mystique now and One Night Stand. It's MKFM. Mystique and One Night Stand. It's Don's on Saturday with Dean Bowditch and, of course, myself, Darren. So we had the press conference on Wednesday and the press interviewed Lee Nikos. Why can't I say his name properly?
I don't know.
I'm making him sound Nichols. Greek. Nichols. Lee Nichols. Sounds like he's running a kebab shop or something. When I heard the audio, because I didn't go to the press conference, you kindly went along for us. I thought to myself, maybe he's changed from goalkeeper to another position.
Yeah, I think we were just talking about this, and it's quite interesting now, because goalkeepers are expected to be able to play, you know, they need to be as good with their feet as they are with their hands. You know, I think about when I first started, it was just a case of just catch it and kick it, you know, and now they're playing out from the back, they're starting a lot of the attacks. When you see Lee as well, he's not just looking at passing the ball to his defenders, you can almost see him now clipping balls into midfield, into wide areas, into strikers. And so when you listen to it, it's like he's playing centre midfield, but he's not. He's our goalie, and it's just a credit to him and a credit to the staff for getting him to do it.
So Lee was asked if he was enjoying the changes that Russell Martin has made since he's become manager.
Yeah, I've definitely felt them. I think playing off from the back and stepping into midfield, Luke likes stepping in between the two defenders is a change for me, and I found it a bit alien at first, but I've enjoyed this since I've got used to it, and I think it's helped the team, yeah.
So during the press conference, he was asking about, is he just desperate to launch it?
Yeah, he's. I think sometimes when he gets on the ball and you can hear the fans start kind of going, like, get it forward, or, you know, we're kind of drawing or we're behind. It's like, get it forward, get it to the front. And it's like, no, well, you know, we've got a plan. We've got a game plan. He said there about trust, you know, trust in each other's players, you know, and trust that he's going to keep the ball for the team and start the attack. So, you know, it's a tough place to be in that kind of, in the goal. I would hate to be a goalie, but, you know, it's a tough place to be, and he's doing it exceptionally well at the moment.
This is what Lee had to say.
There was at the start, yeah, just because I wasn't used to it, but now I'm into the process and into the swing of things. I'm always looking for the next pass, but I'm also knowing that if I count that I've got a man on me, then there's going to be a spare man somewhere. Yeah, it's a team game, and I think that's what we've bought into recently. Is it's a team, like, we are a team now, and we're playing for each other, we're playing with each other, and yeah, it's just trusting in each other that we're going to get the ball to the people, and that if we take a touch, that the next person's going to be moving to find the angle or the space for us to play the ball to them.
So I guess even added pressure today to keep a clean sheet.
Yes, I think it's more for Lee. It's every game he goes into, it's he wants to keep a clean sheet, you know, and not just him, the whole team want to keep a clean sheet, because, you know, when you start thinking about working for your teammate, you know, you celebrate with your strikers when they score. Like Reece Healy's doing incredibly well at the moment, and all the players love him for it, and so do the staff, fans. But people forget sometimes, if you win a game 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, whatever it is, people forget actually that the boys have kept a clean sheet. You know, like let's give them a high five. Let's say well done to them. So you can't forget about them at the back either.
So Lee was asked about today's game and the rest of the season.
Yeah, definitely. I think what we've done well recently is just the next thing. We haven't really looked around us. We've just went, what first minute, let's get through the first minute of the next game. Let's make sure the next pass is the best it can be and let the results take care of itself. I think we've just got to keep going. We've got to be relentless and we've got to, I don't know, let's see where it takes us. Let's see how high we can get and set the bar high for next season.
So I've renamed him now Lee Nickus, isn't he?
What, the Greek goalie?
Yeah, who runs a kebab shop in
the Greek god. The Greek god, yeah. Lee Nickus.
Was you here during Willie Gray's time?
No, I wasn't. No, I don't know him personally. I know.
Here's a fact for you. You might know this, you might not. Do you know what he's doing these days? Last time I looked him up.
Go on.
He was in France making brandy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Runs like a distillery. You want a little trip now, don't you, to have a catch up with Willie?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's MKFM. We're doing Dons on Saturday. So we've just been hearing from the goalkeeper. We're going to replay our interview that we had on breakfast yesterday with Russell Martin in a little bit. I guess it's also been another busy week for you as your role as the community ambassador for the MK Dons set.
Yeah, it's been a nice busy week for me, speaking to sort of different organisations sort of locally, which is great, telling them about the good work that we do and the way that they support us, and without their support we can't go out and do what we do in the community, helping some of the most neediest people. And it's a fantastic place and a fantastic conversation to have with people, because it always makes me feel good when I talk about it, you know, because a lot of it goes on behind the scenes. I feel like we're still one of the unsung heroes of Milton Keynes, you know, going around doing what we do. But last week in particular, not just me going out and doing that from my point of view, but we've had obviously half term and it's been a very busy time for our coaches and that. But again, delivering some fantastic sessions, and by the looks of it, it's been thoroughly enjoyable.
Excellent. Well, we're going to be talking about the women's game that happened last Sunday. We do that in just a little bit. And more music on the way. We do Maroon 5 and Harry Styles next. Harry Styles and Adore You, Saturday lunchtime. It's Dons on Saturday with Dean Bowditch. And of course, with South Down. So last week, we was talking quite a bit about the women's football, which was taking place on the Sunday. Weren't the best of weather for it, was it really, as regards as, I guess, playing or even coming to watch it?
Yeah, I think we had obviously Jack on last week, and he was really trying to promote the game coming down. It was free. You know, you could just turn up and watch, and all you had to do was buy yourself a pie, you know, whatever it was. But unfortunately, the weather didn't sort of turn out too good, and we would have loved to have got sort of a lot more through the gates. But I think even the 600 plus that turned up was a fantastic effort in the wind and the rain, and
that's commitment coming out of the weather.
That is commitment, absolute commitment, and thank you very much for coming out to support them, because they had a really good game. Unfortunately, they didn't win, but just wanted to sort of say that they is a fantastic achievement for them, you know, the first time in the National League Cup, and to get to the semi-finals, you know, is just incredible. So well done to them.
And what's next for the women's team?
I think they're back into the league now. Yeah. You know, they're concentrating on the league. You know, they're doing pretty well in the league. They've just got to carry on the way they're going. They're sort of training well. Sort of the fact that they don't get paid. You know, they play on a Sunday. You know, they try and train during the week and stuff like that. It's a testament to them to be able to get together and put in a performance, you know, week in, week out. It's just incredible.
Do you think that's going to change?
I hope so.
Yeah.
You know, I hope so. I think the funding for, you know, when you look at like the Chelseas and the Arsenals and the Man Cities, and, you know, the way that the women's game's going, you know, they've got tremendous funding behind it to be able to perform at a top level for them. But obviously, then you come down to leagues, and we need the funding from somewhere to do it. You know, we want to pay them. Of course, we want to do. You know, it's they deserve it.
And this is probably a controversial question, but do you think we'll ever get to a point where it's mixed games?
God, that's
I know that seems like
it's not a controversial question. Yeah. It's a good question. It's just I just don't know. Yeah, I don't know the answer, and it's a. it would be brilliant, wouldn't it? Could you imagine, yeah. You know, sort of mixed game of football? It'd be fantastic, but I don't know sort of how long away that would
be. It would be a massive change.
But they're already doing it in sort of academy football, yeah. And advanced, like, so with the set, we've got our advanced football, and I've gone down there before, and it might be the under 11s or 12s, and they bring some of the girls in from the RTC, you know, which they need to sort of work on maybe their physicality or something like that. And so they're training with the boys, and they don't look out of place.
Yeah.
You know, they're there and they're doing their thing, you know, so it's a case of, oh, actually, this could work. But yeah. How far away that is, I don't know.
So if Russell wanted to put a lady in the main, you know, in the men's team, yeah. Could he do that?
Of course, good. Yeah. Well, I don't think look, you'll have to check the rule book, but yeah. I don't think there is.
Because sure, it's got to be the best person for the job, I would have thought.
Well, they always say about, you know, if you're good enough, you're young enough. You know, they've always said that. So, you know, if you're good enough, why not?
Let us know what you think on Twitter at MKFM. Be glad to hear your comments this afternoon. All right, let's continue then with MK's biggest hits. This is Estelle now. Estelle and American Boy. So, of course, a big game against Bolton today. We're going to be hearing from Russell Martin after 1 o'clock this afternoon. So it was half term this week. Lots of activities going on for the kids during half term. If people have missed this, what's on offer from the Dons?
Oh, if they've missed it, it's a shame they've missed it, because it is half term, and you know.
Well, you know what the schools are like. It'd be another holiday before you know it.
Oh, but yeah, exactly. They're always doing holiday courses. Yeah. You know, over the whole week. You know, they've got hundreds of kids that go to them on a daily basis, which is fantastic. And you know, we've got our support and funding sort of to be able to do it, but also we've got like Brioche Pasco, for instance, and they come down and bring a load of food, like to kind of, yeah. You know, sort of give away some treats to the kids, which is always great. But it's just football. You know, the guys that are sort of coaching, they run these sessions on a daily basis. They've got their hands full, but it's a great week, because yeah. all these kids want to do is go out and run around and kick a ball around, which is
much
great.
Better being indoors and, you know, using the Xbox or something like that.
Oh, is it? So. Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, I mean, they go into the, to be fair, they're in the dome. I don't think they're quite outside, because it's all weather dependent.
Yeah.
So they've been in the dome, sort of at the training ground at Woofton. And it's been great. They've had visits from first team players as well, which is great. So they get to sort of meet some of the first team players. So it's for a half term week to go and play some football for at MK Dons, you know, it's at their training ground where the first team train. God, yeah. It's brilliant.
And so I guess the next school holidays are Easter, so there'll be more training.
There'll be loads more information that. You can keep up to date on all our sort of media, social media platforms, and on our website, mkdonsset.com, yeah. and on our Twitter platforms at mkdonsset as well.
And last week when Jack was in talking about the ladies' game, we was hearing about the academy and all that he heads up. But I guess by coming to the school holidays, if you're really interested in a football career, I guess that's your first steps.
Yeah,
into an organisation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
I think because we've got our advanced centres anyway, because our advanced centres, every team has a game this week as well. We've been playing Wickham this week, so they've all had a game anyway, which is great. But it's for all the schools in the community, all for kids who are not quite involved just yet, but they want to get involved, you know. And it might be a chance that some of the coaches have gone down and seen a couple of players at a younger age, and they go, do you know what, you know, he's quite good actually, but he's never shown interest before, and now he wants to sort of kick a ball around. So what's the next stage for him?
If you want to find out more details about the holiday courses, it's on the MK Dons Set website. All right, let's continue then with MK's biggest hits. We do Sigma and a big song from Juicer next. Just a reminder, the big game today is against Bolton. If you fancy coming down for kickoff at 3 o'clock at Stadium MK, you can get your tickets via the box office right here at Stadium MK. If you want to find out all the prices and everything you need to know, it's on the MK Dons website, which is mkdons.com. Medusa and Lose Control, it's MKFM, big game against Bolton. Today, you can still get tickets for that here at Stadium MK. After 1 o'clock, then, we're going to be hearing from the manager, Russell Martin. Also, a question for you, Dean, that you've got a few minutes to think about. The effect that having a week off will have on the team. So we'll cover all that after 1 o'clock. The latest news is next.
Dons on Saturday on MKFM with Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, and now being served on match days in the East Stand at Stadium MK. Dons on Saturday with Dean Bowditch.
Tom Walker and Ben Half of me, Saturday lunchtime. It's Don's on Saturday with Dean Bowditch and myself, Darren. So last week, no game for the first team. What type of effect will that have on the guys as they go out against Bolton today?
Yeah, like you said, no game last week. We was meant to be playing Bury, and we obviously all know what's unfortunately happened to Bury. The effect that it'll have on the players, it's an individual thing, really, because some players want to just play game after game. You know, especially when you're on a run, you know, you want to play Saturday, Tuesday when you're playing well. So it can have a negative effect, but I just can't see that happening to this squad. You know, I see them on a daily basis, and they're all kind of bouncing around, and they're all happy, and they're all buzzing, and it just feels like a really good place at the moment. So it can have a negative effect, but it can also have a positive effect for the players that haven't been playing. So they get sort of a load in their legs, and they get minutes in their legs on the training pitch. And also it gives the manager and the staff a chance to really focus on the game and say, right, how are we going to beat this team?
Yeah, which is in a good place, really, as you go into today's game, you know, really looking for that 3 points.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to be a tough team, Bolton. I know they're bottom of the table, but it's just a difficult one with their situation and having points deducted and stuff like that. But they've got a good squad, you know, and they've still got some very, very good players in there. And it's going to be a tough job for the staff to sort of, how are we going to beat Bolton? How are we going to go about it? Are we just going to carry on doing the things that we're doing well, which is, in my opinion, what they should do. They shouldn't worry too much about the opposition. Just say, do you know what? We're doing fantastically well. It's up to them to stop us.
Yeah. And you know, we was talking off air just now about how many of the team you're in contact with. And, you know, I'm sure that you go out for beers on the days that they're allowed with some of them. I was talking earlier about, you know, the mood at the moment being really positive. The results are a lot better. Do you think it's still generally a case of taking one day at a time, one game at a time, and not thinking too much about the season and where the team's going to end up?
Yeah, I've always been, I've never been too keen on doing blocks of games, you know, thinking, right, in 10 games time we could be here, or, you know, by Christmas, like, we need to be here. And so just every game is different. Every game you need to focus completely differently on, because they're a different group of players to play against. You know, yes, if you're doing well, you just focus on yourselves and you say, how can we improve? How can we keep getting better? You know, let them worry about us, but don't think too far ahead, because the next game is the most challenging one.
Right, well, we spoke to Russell Martin yesterday on Breakfast. That was your challenge from last week, to get us an interview with Russell Martin. We're going to be hearing that in just a little bit. Let's continue with MK's Biggest Hits. This is Coldplay and Beyonce now. Selena Gomez, it's Don's on Saturday with Dean Bowditch and myself, Darren, from the MK Breakfast Show. Yesterday, Russell Martin came on the show. We started off by asking him if he's looking forward to today's game against Bolton. Russell Martin's here, the manager of the MK Dons. Hi, Russ, how are you doing?
Good morning, you okay?
Yeah, got a little bone to pick with you, first of all. I saw you on TV earlier in the week, and you look very dapper. You know, you had your suit on, and you're literally standing here this morning with your backside hanging out, you know.
I've started work already. Some of us have started work. Sorry, yeah. I haven't got my backside.
No, you haven't.
Not.
No, it's Leah that's done that.
Hey, you cheeky monkey.
So, big game tomorrow, then.
Yeah, they're all big now. They're all big, yeah. Looking forward to it. I love home games. I love being at Stadium MK, and the players are enjoying it. You can see that, so I'm looking forward to it.
You were like the undercover boss, really, weren't you?
Was I?
Yeah, you're kind of there as the player, aren't you? And then you've
I think the difference between the undercover boss, and me is that the undercover boss knows he's the boss. I didn't have a clue. So if I'd have known, I'd have had a bit of time to prepare things. But it's working out all right. I'm enjoying it so far.
Excellent. I don't know if you met Leah before, but Leah is our football expert here.
Mm. Okay.
Aren't you an MK fan?
Are you an MK fan?
I am a big fan of everything you're doing. But I don't know much about the sport. Okay. I won't lie.
Would you like to tell Russ your advice that you gave Pete
don't
Winkleman?
Make me do this.
And let's just see if it's like filtered down to Russ in his early days in his managerial career.
Well, it was all a bit tricky. There were a few games that we kind of weren't doing our best, and I said to Pete to remember that it's important to kind of, it's the taking part that counts. I thought it was all about that positive mental attitude.
Yeah, I love that attitude.
Yeah, see?
Probably not at our level. I probably wouldn't say that to our players, but
so
I do
Pete
like that.
So did Pete walk in and basically relay that message to you?
Not quite, no. That's a bit different to the message I've had from Mr. Chairman, but I do like it. I'll tell my kids that.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's good. Good, it's good advice.
So you won't be telling the team that?
Unfortunately not, no.
Right.
No.
Okay.
This is why he's doing what he's doing, and I'm doing what I'm doing.
So you've had a good few weeks, really, haven't you?
It's gone all right, yeah. We're 4 games unbeaten now, so I'm really pleased with it. I'm really pleased with the players. I think everyone's starting to enjoy it a little bit more, but I'm still really wary of the threat, so need to make sure we keep working hard to make sure we're okay.
So you still taking each game as it comes along, or are you kind of looking ahead?
Yeah, no, it's the oldest cliche in football. Yeah, it's each game as it comes, they're all difficult, but we've started planning as well for next season. We have to, but we're planning hopefully for us being in this league and maintaining our status in this league, and then we need to do that as quickly as possible, and then we can start building for next season. But the planning already is well underway for that.
Excellent. So we're really looking forward to tomorrow's game. When we knew that you was coming in on Twitter and Facebook, we've asked for some questions for you. So we need to do these fairly quick fire.
Yes.
So let's have the first few then, Leah.
Lovely. Well, this is
as our football expert.
Football expert. This is coming from Artem on Facebook. He says, as you reflect on the first 3 months of your managerial career, if there was one thing you could do differently in hindsight, what would it be and why?
I would have kept my long hair and not cut it off straight away, trying to be serious.
Okay. Alfie saying, what tips have you got for younger players that want to go professional?
Younger players, be the first and the last on a training pitch. Always make sure you're doing more than everyone else, and just focus on your weaknesses, because I think as footballers, everyone really likes, well, in life, people like doing the stuff they're really good at,
yeah,
which is great, but you've got to focus on your weaknesses and make sure you know what they are first and then try and improve them.
Good advice. And Matt says, what advice would you give to up and coming coaches struggling to get into the pro game?
That's more difficult, but again, it's the same as a player trying to make it in the pro game. It's hone your skills, improve what you can, and be as good as you possibly can be, and then eventually you get a chance. I do believe you get a chance at a level you deserve to be at.
And Lucy says, do you miss playing, and what team did or do you follow and support?
I'm not missing playing yet. I'm too busy.
Right.
I'm sure there'll come a time where I will. And as a kid, I followed Brighton, and now, to be honest, I follow most of my old clubs and watch them and check their scores, but it's MK all the way now, obviously.
Brilliant. Obviously, that is the right answer. Well done, you.
Back with Russell Martin after this from Jonas Brothers. It's MK FM Friday morning. Jonas Brothers, what a man got to do. It's MK FM Friday morning. Mrs. D with us a little bit later on, find out what we're having for tea. Also, DJ Hurley in the mix as well before 9 o'clock. Russell Martin's with us, the MK Dons manager. You're doing very well on the questions, Leah.
Thank you. I'm a blagging it all right. Yeah, so
anyone,
I'm doing okay.
Anyone would think, you know, you're the next. I don't know. Who's a famous commentator? Russ, tell us.
John Motson.
John Motson.
That's who I'm going to be.
There you go.
Des
Lynham. That's who you're going to be.
Beautiful. I don't know who any of those people are.
You've got a similar hairstyle. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I have to say thank you to all of our kind of listeners and Dons fans, because they're kind of coming to my rescue, because they've written loads of these questions over on our Facebook page and Twitter. So I'll get back to them now. Some quick fire questions for you, Russ. John saying, what has happened to Stuart Moore?
Stuart Moore has unfortunately been injured for a while, so he'll be coming back fairly soon, hopefully. But yeah, he injured his hand, so but he's on the mend slowly but surely.
Get well soon, Stuart Moore. Kevin saying, what's your plan for Dino?
I think we're going to dip him in gold and put him outside the stadium at some point, but until then he'll be playing a vital job.
Leah, here's a question for you. What colour is Dean Lewington's hair?
He's ginger, isn't he? He's got red hair.
He is, well done.
There we go.
I didn't think he was going to get
passed my MK Dons test. Paul says, why did Don sign another goalkeeper?
I believe we just answered that in the question about Stuart
Moore.
So. That's why.
The Legion Don says, what are the chances of Carlton Morris coming back next season, and are we close to announcing further contract extensions?
Carlton is really enjoying it, and we're really enjoying having Carlton, so hopefully he'll do well enough between now and the end of the season to warrant staying, and he wants to stay, and we're able to keep him, so it's all a bit up in the air, which is the way of loans, but I think we're all in agreement, the fans and everyone inside the building, that we'd quite like to keep him.
Right.
So we'll have to wait and see. And the contract extensions.
I think
we need to wait until we know what league we're going to be in. We need to make sure we're in League One. It's as simple as that. And then guys are fighting for their contracts and new contracts. So once we've done our job and they've done their job, then we can sit down and discuss. But until then, I think everyone's aware that there's a bigger job, more important thing at stake. So,
well, actually, Stephen says, do you think MK can challenge for promotion next season to the Championship? And have you already identified who you want to bring to the club for 2020-2021?
I think we want to just focus on staying up this season, and then next season we'll see what we can do. But we've identified targets already for next season, of course. It all depends on players we've got here still, contract extensions, where we finish in the league. So we need to make sure we we stay up and finish as high up in the league as possible to make ourselves more attractive to players to come and play as well. So, all of that is underway, but first things first, we have to make sure we stay in this league.
Jonathan says, what's the secret to scoring every week?
That's a good question. I don't know. You'd have to ask one of the... We just put them in a position where we think they might have a chance of scoring, and then they do, but otherwise it's up to them. It's all about being good players.
And Connor says, what's the best bit about being Don's manager?
The best bit? Cool, there's loads of good bits. I think it's got to be the fans after a win and seeing everyone enjoying it and coming away and listening to some of the comments. It's been amazing. The support's been brilliant.
Brilliant.
Maybe tell us one thing, Russell, that people don't know about you.
Well, probably most people know, but it'd probably be that I changed to a plant-based diet about 5 or 6 years ago, and now I co-own the biggest plant-based restaurant in England, which is good, and we're opening a second one soon.
So, excellent. I never knew that you was a vegan.
There you go.
What was the reasons behind it?
It's actually an illness. I was really struggling with ulcerative colitis on and off for a couple of years, and
right.
Just fed up with taking medication and stuff, so looked into all sorts, really, and the biggest difference... The one thing that made the biggest difference to me was my diet. So I changed, and since then, touch wood, I've been all right.
Brilliant.
Been fairly healthy, yeah.
Did you try the Greg's vegan sausage roll?
Yeah, it's lovely. And the steak bake, yeah. I was desperate for a steak. They were sold out for a few days. But yeah, we stopped at the services on a Friday, and that's a perk of not being a player anymore. I could eat them.
Are you making, you're making your own versions at the restaurant, are you?
We do, yeah.
Yeah?
We do, yeah.
Excellent. We'll have to try one of them one day.
I'll bring one in.
Thanks for coming in today. Obviously, good luck with the game tomorrow, and we look forward to having you in again before the end of the season.
No problem.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much.
That's Russell Martin speaking to us yesterday on the MK Breakfast Show. We continue with Don's on Saturday next. More great music on the way, including Joel Curry and Sigala. Portugal the Man, Feel It Still. Saturday lunchtime, it's Don's on Saturday with Darren, of course, Dean Bowditch. So we've been hearing over the last couple of weeks about your role as the MK Don's community ambassador, obviously really involved with the MK Don's set. We're going to talk about NCS now.
Yeah, NCS is our National Citizen Service as part of the MK Don set, but it shouldn't really be up to me to talk about the NCS when we've got Molly with us who works for the NCS, so I'll pass you over to Molly.
So Molly doesn't want us to drop her surname in. What is her surname, Dean?
It's Redman.
Molly Redman.
Thanks, guys.
So you've kind of been here for some time, Dean was telling me.
Yes, I've worked for the set for over 6 years now.
Oh, brilliant. So have you always been involved in the NCS side?
No, only recently gone into NCS, so I started on summer last year.
Right.
And moved into a full-time position.
Shall we test Dean on his knowledge of NCS?
Yeah.
Because you've literally been in the role, haven't you, for a few weeks now?
Yeah, go on then.
All right, what's NCS about, Dean?
So the NCS is aimed at kids that are 15 to 17 or 16 to 18. And it's basically a similar thing to the Duke of Edinburgh Award, as far as I'm aware, where they do a four-week programme over the summer. They're looking to do one in the autumn as well, as far as I'm aware. But in the summer, they do a four-week program where they learn about educational skills. They get together and have a bit of fun as well. And they have a placement week, and it's four different weeks over.
You Terry's on the spot here.
No, I'm on the spot, and I'm waffling a little bit. But Molly's nodding quite a bit, so that's quite a good thing.
Out of 10, how many would you give him?
Maybe like a 7, considering we haven't briefed him on that.
Did he miss anything out?
Well, it's a 4 week program, so we got that bit right. On the first week is a residential trip, so that's where you do your team building activities, your high ropes, rock climbing, water sports, all of that kind of stuff. And then on the second week, they go and stay in university accommodation. So this is kind of setting them up for life. They learn how to cook, plan meals, use a budget, CV writing, interview skills, all of that kind of stuff that they'll actually need for the future. Week 3 and 4 is all about their social action project, so that's doing good for the community. Week 3 is where they plan it all themselves, so it's completely designed by them. And week 4 is when they're in the community actually doing that social action project and hopefully making a difference to not only the local community, but nationally as well.
Brilliant. So if people want to get involved in this, how can they do that?
So you can either call us on the office on 01908 622 888, or you can head over to wearencs.com and sign up online.
All right, excellent. So NCS is involved with today's game against Bolton. We're going to come back and talk about that in just a little bit. Let's do this for you. This is Fragma now and Tokus Miracle. It's MKFM, Saturday lunchtime. Fragma and Tokus Miracle. It's Don's on Saturday. And of course, the star of the show, Dean Bowditch. And myself, Darren. We were just talking about NCS, find out from Molly exactly what NCS is all about. And it's going to be promoted throughout today's game against Bolton, Molly.
Yes, that's right.
So what are you doing to promote NCS today?
So we'll have the first team wearing the NCS match day t-shirt, so they'll be branding for us. We'll have some people out handing flyers around as well, so that everyone can find out what the programme's all about. We've also offered every one of our sign-ups 2 free match tickets to Saturday's match as a bit of a thank you for signing up with us. And there'll be loads of different activities so they can meet some people that they'll be going on programme with, as we do work with a range of schools in Milton Keynes and Bedfordshire.
Excellent. So anyone coming to the match today, look out for the NTS team and you can get a leaflet and find out what it's all about, and I guess details of how to sign up as well. And as always, I guess it's on the MK Dons set website?
Yes, yeah. So we've got a whole page on there with a link to sign up as well, or details if you've got any questions.
All right, Molly, thanks for coming in today. Good luck with the match. That's Molly talking to us about NCS. All the details on the website, MK Dons set. We continue with Avicii next. Whitney Houston and Kygo. Just over an hour to go then to today's game against Bolton. It felt strange actually last week doing this. I know it was our first show, but not actually having a game on.
Yeah, it's when we spoke about, you know, doing the show and sort of getting Dons on Saturday back on the road, and you know, super excited about it. In our first show, we didn't have a game.
Well, at least it gave us a chance, you know, just to kind of oil the wheels.
Well, we had the women's game as well, didn't we? The women's game was really important, so at least we had one game.
So you managed to come through with last week's challenge, which was to get us an interview with the manager. So well done for that. Are you going to make it 2 out of 2?
Yeah, well, yeah, go on.
I think I'm going to message you something to do with Dean Lewington for next week's show.
Oh, Louis.
Yeah. So yeah, it should be easy in some ways.
No problem.
Because your relationship with him, the questions that I might get you to ask might become a little bit difficult.
Oh, please, yeah. Well, the more difficult, the better.
All right, that's your challenge for next week. More about that next Saturday. Who's in on sport this afternoon? Michael Robinson's normally here by now. Mikey Faulkner is looking after things. He'll bring you all the score updates throughout the afternoon from Stadium MK.
Dons on Saturday on MKFM with Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, and now being served on match days in the East Stand at Stadium MK.